Reprint page 61, December 1879. This is under the heading, The Bible Class Department. The title is, The Lordship of Christ, A Bible Reading. This was written by J. H. Peyton. Lord signifies master, ruler, governor. Lordship signifies dominion, power, authority. These definitions are related to each other and to the subject. Husband is also a definition of Lord. The Anglo-Saxon word, Hleyford, from which our English word Lord is derived, signifies breadkeeper and is applied to one who has the general care over and control of a family. The title of Lord, thus applied to Jesus Christ, is expressive of a glorious fullness of power and love. Bible students have doubtless been impressed with the numerous applications of this term to Christ in the New Testament. Familiar phrases applicable to Christ, Lord of the Sabbath, Mark chapter 2, verse 28, Lord in Christ, Acts chapter 2, verse 36, Lord of Glory, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, Lord from Heaven, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47, One Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, One Lord, One Faith, and One Baptism, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. 1. He is Lord of dead and living. Romans chapter 14, verses 7 and 9. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. 1. The fact is stated, Christ is Lord of both living and dead. 2. How he became Lord, by death and resurrection. 3. Our responsibility, being his, we ought to obey him. The reference in this text is to Christians. Christ died for all, and therefore has a claim upon the obedience of all. A Christian is one that recognizes the claims and yields obedience. Why should anyone say, in the face of so plain a statement, that Christ has nothing to do with the dead, but only with the living, both of the dead and living? 2. He is Lord of Jew and Gentile. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 36. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The equality of Jew and Gentile under the gospel was hard for Peter to learn. He was convinced by the vision of the unclean spirits and the voice, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. Verse 15. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Here, as Joseph, Christ is the bountiful bread giver. 3. He is Lord of angels as well as man. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Wherefore, in consequence of his condescension and obedience unto death, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name, official position, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, angels, and in earth, living men, and under the earth, dead men, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 11. He who honors the Son honors the Father, and according to this passage, whoever denies Christ's lordship over angels and both living and dead men dishonors the Father. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And, again, he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 4 and 6. They are his servants, therefore he is their Lord. There is a clear contrast between Moses and Christ as mediators of the two covenants. Under the Old Covenant, Moses received the law from God through angels. Therefore, the angels were superior to Moses. Acts chapter 7, verse 53, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. But in this dispensation, Christ controls the angels, and under his loving administration, they are ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. 4. As Lord, he is the great teacher, leader, and commander. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 4. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 20. As leader, he is both our example in the life of obedience and our forerunner in the order of development, from the natural to the spiritual. The obedience is our work, the spiritual is our reward. A great encouragement, he who has all power has said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. A serious warning, the same Lord has said, he that believeth not shall be condemned. 5. He has all power, physical and spiritual, as often expressed, power over the body as well as the soul. Many believing the latter are too apt to exclude the former. As a healer, he confirms his word and establishes his authority. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. And they went forth and preached the word everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Mark chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. By whatever means the apostles confirmed the word, it was by the power of the Lord Jesus working with them, or the above scripture has no force. Examples of confirmation by healing diseases, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Acts chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. The case is the man lame from his birth, who sat at the gate of the temple, called Beautiful. And Peter said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. All that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Acts chapter 9, verses 34 and 35. Bear in mind, Christ is Lord. They turned to him because these things were done by his authority and power. Examples of confirmation by the destruction of life are given us in the case of Ananias and Sapphira. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. Acts chapter 5, verse 11. Healing is the Lord's usual method, but the lordship of Christ is illustrated by his power over life, either to kill or to make alive. Examples of confirmation by raising the dead. Raising the dead is the climax of physical healing. The power which can do the one can do the other. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes and sat up, and he presented her alive. And many believed on the Lord. Acts chapter 9, verses 40 through 42. The case is very clear, and that the Lord's agency is recognized by the people is clear. Because of their turning to him in consequence, he prayed to the Father. Doubtless, no other prayer seems to be scriptural, but had Peter neglected Christ's teaching, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will do it. We cannot suppose his prayer would have been answered. Another case, Eutychus, fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him, said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. Acts chapter 20, verses 9 through 12. His life was restored by a similar method to that used by Elijah in raising the widow's son. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 23. And Elisha raising the Shunammite's son. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 34 and 35. That Christ has power to restore natural life is not only clear by virtue of his lordship, but by these examples. Power is a cause to produce results. If never exercised, it would at least be vain. These are samples and assurances of the coming restitution of all. 6. His power over mankind is secured by the ransom. Definition. Ransom, verb, to recover by paying the price. Ransom, noun, the price paid for recovery. The ransom has relation to the thing bought as its equivalent. Note the value of Christ's death. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Human for human is the legal ransom. He became a man that he might give his life, Greek psuche, the natural life, a ransom for many, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. It was the human life. We see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for every man, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. He took not the nature of angels. If he had done so, he could not have died, Luke chapter 20, verse 36. But he took on him the seed of Abraham, verse 16. This enabled him both to sympathize with and to redeem. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same. Not that he might die for himself, as one of us, but that through death he might destroy the devil and deliver from death those who, while they lived, were afraid to die. See verses 14 and 15. It was not the pre-existent life, but a body hast thou prepared me. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 10. Since by man, Adam, came death, by man, Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 and 22. The making alive of the 22nd is clearly the raising of the dead of the 21st. I am he that liveth and was dead, and have the keys of Hades and of death. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Hades is the state of natural death, and the key is the symbol of power. 7. As Lord, Christ gives immortality. This is the greatest life and work. All the lesser steps have reference to this great outcome. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. Adam gives the natural body, which is mortal. Christ gives the spiritual body, which is immortal. See context. I give unto them eternal life, John chapter 10, verse 28. He that abolisheth death by the ransom, and brought life and immortality to light. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. He gives life to all, and became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Truly, Christ is Lord of all, angels, men, condition, and things. God, in Christ, is our Redeemer and Savior. Our dependence is well established by the Word. He has the highest claims on our hearts and lives on account of the ransom paid and the glorious expression of His love in this and all else He does for us. May a patient continuance in well-doing secure for us the glory and honor and immortality which he has promised. Romans chapter 2, verse 7, by J. H. Payton. That was reprint page 61, Bible Class Department, The Lordship of Christ, a Bible Reading.